Video shows FCC Nam Ji Ji Son attending far-left net neutrality protest. By Alam Bokhari on March 1, 2022. Video footage and photos show Joe Biden's radical pro-censorship FCC nominee Ji Ji Son attending a net neutrality rally with radical leftists in 2012, an attempt to pressure her former boss Chairman Tom Wheeler. Members of the same group of protests would later confront Wheeler at his house. A video posted on social media yesterday contrasts Son's assurances to lawmakers that she isn't tied to radical groups with footage showing her at a protest with Margaret Flowers, a far-left activist who would later attend the protest at Wheeler's house, and with Evan Greer, whose far-left activities are well documented. The footage shows Son, who has come under intense scrutiny over her links to far-left radicals, clapping along with protesters at the rally in 2012. In the clip above, Son can be seen dressed in white on the left. High-res photos from the event obtained by Breitbart News also show Son in attendance. Another video of the event shows radical activist Margaret Flowers, center, holding microphone, who would, a year later, become the co-director of Popular Resistance, an organization that is currently agitating against U.S. support for Ukraine. Flowers and other activists from Popular Resistance would, 2 years later, confront then FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler at his house in the Washington, D.C. area, as part of their agitation for net neutrality. This is the latest evidence of Ji Ji Son's sympathies with far-left activists. While each of the five FCC commissioners have a party affiliation, with the majority held by whichever party holds the White House, they are by convention expected to be relatively nonpartisan. If confirmed, Son would have a more partisan track record than any FCC commissioner in recent memory. Breitbart News has covered her track record of partisan statements in depth. Son was the co-founder and CEO of the leftist advocacy group Public Knowledge, which recently called on cable and satellite providers to drop the conservative One America News Network, OAN. As an FCC commissioner, Son will be in a position of influence over cable and satellite providers. She has also personally called on the FCC to investigate whether the Sinclair Broadcast Group, a conservative-run network of local TV stations, should hold a broadcast license. As a commissioner, she will be able to do just that. She has also said that both Fox News and social media are dangerous to our democracy, arguing that Fox is the greater danger and calling for a hearing about the network, which she labeled state-sponsored propaganda. She has also denied even the possibility that big tech companies might be engaged in censorship or otherwise biased against conservatives, even though leaks from inside the tech companies have repeatedly shown this to be the case. Instead, Son accused tech companies of trying to appease President Trump, whom she labeled a right-wing extremist. With the enormous influence of the internet and digital technologies over business, politics, and virtually every other aspect of our lives, the FCC wields more power now than it ever has. The implications of a partisan on the commission are, likewise, more significant than ever. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.